mass shootings, incidents where four or more people are shot, marred July 4th celebrations in North Carolina, Ohio, and Michigan. No one was killed in those, but they followed two deadly shootings the night before in Fort Worth, Texas, and Philadelphia. Mass shootings have been rising in recent years, along with other types of gun violence, making firearms a major public health issue in this country. I spoke with NPR's health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee about the scale of this problem.
This year, already, we've had nearly 350 mass shootings. And if you want to get a sense of the scale for all kinds of gun violence, we've already lost more than 21,000 people just since January 1 of this year. And more than half of those deaths were, in fact, suicides. And, you know, obviously, we're not counting those who were injured, who have to live with those injuries for the rest of their lives. And to give you a sense of just how many people in America gun violence touches, a recent poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that nearly one in five Americans say they've lost a family member to gun violence, and a similar number say they've witnessed someone getting shot. And those numbers are even higher in communities of color.
So just to pick up on something that you just said, when we talk about the toll of gun violence, we're not just talking about the people who have died. And we're not just talking about the people who are injured, mm-hmm. sometimes grievously. We're also talking about people who have to live with this, who witnessed this, or who are caring for family members who have been injured, you know, sometimes with mm-hmm. lifelong injuries. So what do we know about the mental health toll of all this?
There's a tremendous mental health toll of gun violence. Now, let's start with mass shootings, for example. I spoke with psychologist Robin Gerwich at Duke University, and here's what she told me.
Anytime a community is impacted by large-scale mass violence, the community is changed forever. The names of those communities are now linked with mass violence events, whether it is Sandy Hook, whether it is Oklahoma City, Columbine. There's so many.
Gerwich says that the people who are closest to the acts of violence, those who witnessed it, maybe they have injuries, people who've lost loved ones, they are at highest risk of long-term mental health issues. And in the immediate aftermath of these incidents, people can end up having symptoms like feeling hypervigilant, having trouble sleeping. Maybe they don't feel as comfortable going on about their daily lives because their overall sense of safety is just shattered.
Do we know whether people continue to experience these symptoms of trauma over time?
So the good news, Michelle, is that most people will recover in time, but a significant minority, about 25%, will continue to struggle in the long run. They're at a higher risk of PTSD, of developing other issues like substance abuse and suicidal thoughts. And children can be vulnerable to these symptoms too, especially if their parents and caregivers are struggling, which is what happens when people don't get the mental health care support, the social support, not just in the immediate aftermath, but in the long run, because what we see is that once there's a mass shooting or an act of violence, communities will get support right away, but those supports tend to dwindle over time. But experts I spoke to said it's really important to keep those supports and services going so that communities have a chance at healing in the long run.
That is NPR's Ritu Chatterjee. Ritu, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.